Next day, Percy Hopcroft opened his back door and looked straight up into the blue stare of Granny Weatherwax. "Oh, my," he said under his breath. Granny gave an awkward little cough. "Mr. Hopcroft, I've come about them apples you named after Mrs. Ogg," she said. Percy's knees began to tremble, and his wig started to slide off the back of his head to the hoped-for security of the floor. "I should like to thank you for doing it, because it has made her very happy," Granny went on, in a tone of voice which would have struck one who knew her as curiously monotonous. "She has done a lot of fine work, and it's about time she got her little reward. It was a very nice thought. And so I have brung you this little token." Hopcroft jumped backwards as Granny's hand dipped swiftly into her apron and produced a small black bottle. "Which is very rare because of the rare herbs in it. What are rare? Extremely rare herbs." Eventually, it crept over Hopcroft that he was supposed to take the bottle. He gripped the top of it very carefully, as if it might whistle or develop legs.
Thank you very much," he mumbled.
Granny nodded stiffly.
"Blessings be upon this house," she said,
and turned and walked away down the path. Hopcroft shut the door carefully and then flung himself against it.
"You start packing right now,"
he shouted to his wife, who'd been watching from the kitchen door.
"What? Our old life's here. We can't just run away from it."
"Better to run than up, woman. What's she want from me? What's she want? She's never nice."
Mrs. Hopcroft stood firm. She'd just got the cottage looking right, and they'd bought a new pump. Some things were hard to leave.
"Let's just stop and think, then," she said. "What's in that bottle?"
Hopcroft held it at arm's length.
"Do you want to find out?"
"Stop shaking, man. She didn't actually threaten, did she?"
"She said, 'Blessings be upon this house.' Sounds pretty damn threatening to me. That was Granny Weatherwax, that was."
He put the bottle on the table. They stared at it, standing in the cautious, leaning position of people who were ready to run if anything began to happen.
"Says Hair Restorer on the label," said Mrs. Hopcroft.
"I ain't using it."
"She'll ask us about it later. That's her way."
"If you think for one moment I'm..."
"We can try it out on the dog,"